Speaking about the weather front out there, I guess the National Weather Service has determined 5 tornadoes touched down from southeast Mississippi to southwest Alabama during Wednesday's severe weather event that kind of coincided with midday Mobile on Wednesday. Mobile County said a tornado touched down southwest of Kelly Trail and moved northeast. Now, Kelly Trail, that's going to be up in north Mobile County. They said it was EF1 with peak winds at 110 miles an hour. It stayed on the ground for 2.7 miles. Damage to a couple homes, snapped trees, and structure damage. Tornado lifted just east of John Kelly Road. Then a brief tornado first touched down north of just north of Ziegler and tracked northeast, lifting as it approached Mobile Fairgrounds. Tornado was rated as a EF0 with peak winds of 60 miles an hour, path length of 0.3 miles. Damage was sporadic and light, although y'all sent pictures into the text line of the intersection there at Cody and Ziegler with limbs down. And as always, you can drop us a line, picture, reach out to us anytime on the text line 24/7 at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also on the way, we'll talk to Dr. Bill about that. The tropics, the Saharan dust.
The dust is in the air.
Yes, it's peak dust this weekend as the Saharan dust makes its way. It's kind of coming from south and now west to east. It's, you know, kind of making a hook as it comes in towards the Gulf Coast. As I said on Twitter a little bit earlier, though, those of us that have spent time on a tractor when it's dry, disking fields, nothing we hadn't seen before.
Yeah,
do the old you're disking, here comes the wind with the dirt with it, and you stop and let that big cloud blow by you before you pick up and turn and go the other way.
Yeah,
we're good for that. Just put on a little mask and go to it.
That's what I was gonna say. A different reason to wear a mask this weekend.
That's right. You got your mask on for coronavirus, and you could just keep that mask on when you go out there and get in the dust out there. All right, it's a double purpose. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan. That's Dalton Orwig. We'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours each weekday morning with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home, and we have spikes to talk about.
That's right. Both Alabama and America as a whole hit new highs yesterday for number of daily cases. In America, we now have over 2.5 million total positive cases of coronavirus and nearly 127,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, a new high of 637,000 tests were reported, and with another new high of over 40,000 new cases added, that came in at about 6.3% of the tests that came back positive. Also, 649 deaths reported yesterday. The daily deaths peaked back on April 21st, so we've now been 16 days in a row with fewer than 1,000 deaths per day, with 649 yesterday. That's the longest streak we've had since the beginning of March. But as I mentioned, the highest number of cases added in one day in America since the pandemic began, 40,184 new cases added yesterday, and that's now 2 days in a row that America has reached a new high in daily cases. But with the new high in tests reported yesterday, over 630,000, there have now been over 29 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 32,753 confirmed cases in the state after 1,129 new cases were added yesterday. That's the highest daily total for Alabama yet. The 7-day average, 708 cases per day. That's about 70 fewer than its peak of 779 cases per day over a week ago, and the 2-week average now at a high of 734 cases per day. And I think there's a lag in the reporting of number of tests in Alabama. We went a couple days with around 4,000, 5,000 tests reported. Yesterday, the Alabama Department of Public Health reported 10,686 coronavirus tests. Yesterday's number, the fourth highest daily testing report from Alabama. So we're now averaging just about 6,700 test results per day over the last week and nearly 6,500 over the last 2 weeks. Over the last 7 days, 10.5% of those test results have come back positive, while the 2-week average of positive tests is at 11.4%. Only one death reported in the state yesterday after 25 on Wednesday and 23 on Tuesday. Our weekly average right now, 11 deaths per day, and the 2-week average is 9 per day. Looking at the local level, Mobile County has 3,219 cases of coronavirus and 134 deaths, 55 new cases added for Mobile yesterday, and 0 new deaths. Baldwin County added 13 cases yesterday. They now have 462 since the pandemic began, and still only 9 deaths for Baldwin County. They have not reported a new death death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd in Baldwin County. Washington County has 94 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 243 cases with 5 deaths. Monroe County has 174 cases and 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 153 cases and 3 deaths. Escambia has 190 cases and 6 deaths. Choctaw County, 187 cases and 12 deaths. And Wilcox County with 261 cases and 8 deaths. And looking at the 3 counties that have been hit hardest by coronavirus, Mobile County, Jefferson County, and Montgomery County, Jefferson County had the highest numbers added yesterday with 145 new cases and 1 death. So Mobile County now 3rd in the state for number of coronavirus cases, but still leads in the number of deaths due to COVID-19. There have been 134 that have died in Mobile County, 130 that have died in Jefferson County, and 88 that have died in Montgomery County.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update on the numbers. And you know, speaking of the numbers in Alabama and the spike, I asked this question yesterday, and I just said, not that I want this to happen, but it's a worthwhile question. Will we hit a certain number? Two things. Number one, when you hit the number of deaths per day or number of new cases per day we're hitting, if this would have happened back in March, I think the reaction would have been so very different, because I think we built up somewhat of a callus to it, or we're used to it, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of know more about the virus, we think. Of course, we learn new stuff every day, but we learn that, you know, who's really affected, what that impact is, because if we'd have had these numbers back in March, we would shut down when we did. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, will these numbers drive any kind of shutdown? You look at what Governor Abbott's doing in Texas. Will Governor Ivey push for some kind of, you know, stay-at-home order to be back in? I don't think, I mean, she can do it. The state health officer can recommend it. I think you would see mass dissent on that.
Yeah. And I still think that even though a lot of people will tell you that the deaths kind of lag behind the positive cases that are reported, which only makes sense. You know, you have to go in and test positive before you get treated and before they determine that you died due to COVID-19. But we haven't seen the rapid rise in deaths that we've seen with the rapid number rise of new cases.
Cases are not equaling deaths like it did earlier on.
And a lot of that might have to do with what the Florida governor was saying yesterday, that a lot of younger people who may have been quarantining during the shutdown, they're now out and about and working, and they are experiencing a rise. I think the age group was 18 to 29 or something had a huge spike. And it only makes sense that those people are getting sick but then recovering and not dying. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the number of deaths don't spike like we've seen the number of new cases, but this was expected, right? They shut everybody down, sent everybody home.
We said when it's open back up.
Now that it's open back up, now that everyone's going out and doing things, that number has risen. So not exactly a surprise, but still disconcerting to see new highs in number of cases.
For sure. Also saw this yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey, story from Lee Roop over at AL.com. Said Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said today, that was yesterday, that dividing businesses into essential and non-essential groups in her April shelter-in-place order to fight COVID-19 was a mistake. Okay, good. We can assess that now. Speaking at the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce via a live video link, Ivy said it would be an understatement to say that 2020 hasn't lived up to expectations. What that means. Jobless rate of 2.9% at the start is now nearly 10%, with 585,000 people claiming unemployment compensation, which, by the way, program note coming up, got a story about what's fixing to happen for those people that have been riding that unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to an end.
Ooh.
They're pulling up at the station here. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. Okay, so Governor Ivey went on and said her stay-at-home order was focused on keeping people safe. She repeated that it required all people to practice social distancing, personal hygiene, and using face masks. She went on to say, while focused on keeping people safe, this order also unfortunately created a very difficult situation for many of our businesses, both large and small. In trying to reduce the number of people interacting with others, one of my first stay-at-home orders set out essential and non-essential businesses, and that was a mistake. I never wanted to create the belief that my administration viewed certain businesses as more important than others. All jobs and businesses are essential and important to our state. So she went on to say, some businesses couldn't do adequately what was needed, distancing and face mask while operating. Unfortunately, that was lost in discussions, and some people wanted to pit me against businesses who were called non-essential. That name was unfortunate, but I never viewed their function as non-essential. Well, but we did. And it wasn't, you know, when the shutdown order happened too, and you then started to go to the amended order, just the categories of businesses, we questioned it day after day on the show. Some that were, the one that I think is the easiest to compare is bar versus nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds silly and all that, but I mean, as we look at this and how we react to things with government, bars could open back up and nightclubs couldn't. So you and I started digging what the difference is, and y'all, the difference was dancing.
Yeah.
Does it have a dance floor? That was the difference in the state of Alabama. So maybe we learned our lesson there. They can be working on that if we ever have to do a shutdown again. You know, when you start saying, well, this business can open back up, that one can't. Why? Well, because there'd be dancing, you know. So, all right, Turner Ivy's update from yesterday, 6:18 on the way in sports.
Well, PGA Tour through with round one of the Travelers Championship. They just got started with round two. I'll let you know who's in the lead there. And NASCAR finally releases a picture of the alleged noose that set off a media firestorm over the weekend.
Also, I'll add to the list here, I've kind of rewritten the headline here. This is not exactly how it will be delivered by our news partners at WKRG. But I wrote it this way. Hey, minors, keep your butts out of downtown. And parents, it could be you that gets in trouble.
Mm.
All right, more on that coming up in just a sec.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's Superintendent of Education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning, 6:21 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we'll start with live sports before we get into the politics of sports.
Okay, good.
On the PGA Tour, Mackenzie Hughes shot a career-low 60 yesterday to take the lead at the Travelers Championship. Hughes missed a 40-foot birdie putt on the final hole that would have made him the 12th player in PGA history to shoot a sub-60 round. Hughes' low round one score gave him a 3-shot lead over Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland. They each shot 63. Phil Mickelson, one of six players to shoot 64. Right now, he sits 4 shots off the lead. Round two started this morning at 5:45. It'll air on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 2. 4 days after NASCAR announced that a noose had been found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall, creating a media firestorm, the association finally released an up-close image of the rope and the knot in question. An FBI investigation determined that a hate crime had not been committed in relation to the noose and said it had been in the stall since the NASCAR series visited Talladega last October. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said that the organization continued its investigation of the incident after the conclusion of the FBI investigation. Phelps said that sweeps of every track in the Cup Series were conducted as part of the NASCAR investigation.
NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all the garage areas across where the tracks where we race. So across those 29 tracks and 1,684 garage stalls, we found only 11 total that had a pull-down rope tied in a knot and only one noose, the one discovered on Sunday in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Phelps added that NASCAR's first reaction was to protect Wallace.
In hindsight, I should have used the word alleged in our statement.
After the FBI determined that there was no hate crime involved with the noose, Wallace and NASCAR were criticized on social media, with some suggesting that the incident was staged for publicity purposes.
Bubba Wallace and the 43 team had nothing to do with this. Bubba Wallace has done nothing but represent this sport with courage, class, and dignity.
Phelps said the security around Wallace would be increased for this weekend's two Cup Series races at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. The University of Alabama football team released a video Thursday speaking out against racism and ending with the message that, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Head coach Nick Saban and a number of other prominent players appeared in the video that was written by Tide left tackle Alex Leatherwood. Here's a supercut of the nearly two-minute-long video.
We are a team, black, white, brown.
Together, we are a family. We are brothers.
We represent ourselves, our families, our hometowns,
our university,
and our country.
We can't be silent. We must speak up for our brothers and sisters, for our sons and daughters.
Unite,
because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
The video was released Thursday afternoon on the team's social media accounts and was quickly shared thousands of times. 625, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge Sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations. Then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe and we're going to check back with you again real soon.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. From the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center, we look great across the Bayway and the Causeway. Coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort all the way to Loxley and I-10. Accident-free conditions continue from Cottage Hill, Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65 with no delays through Tillman's Corner or Theodore. Market in the Park is back tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite certified Alabama farmer's market with locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And by the way, too, over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, you can check out the new week of, and I know it doesn't seem like it, but our weeks go Thursday to Thursday on the fishing photo contest. Already people putting their photos up. Another chance to win one of those FM Talk 106.5 fishing shirts. Check it out, Facebook, right now.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's Superintendent of Education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage. You can count on.
Talking with Jim Cahaley from Mobile Funeral Home and Crematory. You've been in the business for a long time, but now you've opened up your own establishment. Why'd you do that?
Well, I felt compelled to get back into the business simply to bring about an affordable funeral alternative to the folks in Mobile County and surrounding counties.
When you talk about the affordability of funerals, that's something I have no knowledge of.
You're like most folks, no one has a clue until they get there. The average funeral nowadays runs between $8,000 to $10,000 to $15,000. At our place, the services we offer, which are the same as everyone else, start around $4,000 and go up from there. We're trying to make the funeral business affordable for folks again.
Hey, Jim, what about cremation?
A direct cremation with no service involved starts at $895 and goes up from there, where some of the larger firms are charging $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 for the exact same service.
Tell folks how they can get more information.
The easiest way to contact us is email mobilefhc@gmail.com or our web address mobilefhc.com.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
The U.S. hit a record for the most new coronavirus cases in a single day yesterday, over 37,000 cases.
Los Angeles County now has more confirmed cases than any other county in the country.
We're still in the first wave of this pandemic.
Texas pausing its reopening to, quote, corral the spread of COVID-19, also restricting elective surgeries in four counties. Texas Medical Center now using nearly all its regular capacity ICU beds in the greater Houston area. Hospitals also a concern in Florida, which just added more than 5,000 new cases. Governor DeSantis resisting calls for a statewide mask mandate.
There's Erica Hill. The Minneapolis City Council is taking steps that might someday do away with the city's police department. The council votes today on a proposal to replace the current department with a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Valence, a social network for Black professionals, announced a new CEO the same day it launched a new platform to make connections between Black founders and a select group of top-tier venture capitalists. Founder and former CEO of the virtual reality company, Guy Primus, will remain on its board as he heads up the new Valence project. Texas-based CEC Entertainment blames prolonged pandemic closures for its filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's reopened about half of its Chuck E. Cheese and Peter Peter Piper restaurants around the country, which it says will continue to offer food as well as hosting birthday parties. At an extraordinary shareholder meeting held online with just one agenda item, Lufthansa shareholders overwhelmingly approved an $11 billion rescue package that will see the German government take a 20% stake in the carrier after management told them the airline was running out of money and faced years of reduced demand for travel. The Dow closed up 299, the NASDAQ added 107, S&P gained 33. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. A lot to talk about here, and I guess officially we continue with this summertime thing. 77 and humid to get started on this Friday morning.
Yeah, what a start. got another very warm and humid day, but we're not going to see much in the way of thunderstorm activity. We've got high pressure system in the Atlantic that's kind of building over to our area, and that's going to reduce the number of showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast. It looks like it'd be just isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with a high around 90 degrees, 90 very humid degrees. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a repeat of today's weather with just isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high again around 90 degrees. On Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and again, we'll be up around 90. Then as we get into early next week, we'll see scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. So really, the weekend and on into early next week is sort of typical for this time of the year.
All right, let's talk about the tropics as well, Dr. Bill. What are you watching there?
Right now, it's still quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean looks good. And outside of a few scattered thunderstorms, we don't have any large clusters right now over the tropical Atlantic. So it looks very favorable right now.
All right, and then the other part of this forecasting job, this is kind of new. Where's the dust?
It's right over us. In fact, we have a large plume of dust now across the Caribbean into the Gulf of Mexico, and it has now came into our area certainly in full force yesterday, and we'll be staying around for a while. And so yesterday, although it looked totally cloudy, we had a lot of that dust in the upper atmosphere.
Okay, I got to ask this. So you say it's going to hang around for a while, but it seems like the dust, the particulates would fall out of the air at some point, or does it? I mean, does it have to find a still air mass to do that?
Yeah,
or what,
most
what
likely.
Happens?
And what's happening, of course, it is being pulled around a large high pressure system over the Atlantic, so it's pulling it up through the Gulf of Mexico and then around into the eastern United States, where it'll then curve more to the northeast. So the dust will just kind of spread out over a larger area, which of course will decrease the density of the dust with time.
Yeah, what is a dilution is a solution to pollution, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but eventually it does fall back to Earth, right?
Eventually it will dissipate and fall out. But right now it's suspended. surrounded by a pretty good current of air in the upper atmosphere that's kind of dragging it along. And there's still more to come across the Caribbean. So when I said it's going to stay for a while, it's just as more of it will keep coming in and streaming up through the Gulf and into the eastern states.
All right, Dr. Bill, I don't think we've ever had a weekend weather scale that factors in Sahara and dust. Maybe, I don't remember, but you're going to have to put that in as a factor next hour.
Yeah, and, well, actually not too bad for the weekend, because as I mentioned, it's typical for this time of the year. We expect those afternoon thunderstorms, and the normal high for this time of the year is 90, and that's what we're going to see certainly for today and also tomorrow.
All right, that's a little tell. Those of you on the text line that always like to bet on what Dr. Bill's weekend weather scale will be, he just gave you a little heads up, so start placing your bets. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5, plus PhD in tropical weather. That's why he's so, well, he's always important to me after all these decades, but it was super important during hurricane season as well. All right, coming up, we've got a couple things here, a little more breakdown on a story you may have heard, the update there from WKRG. Curfew rules, and not even, interesting too, this curfew rule for the entertainment district downtown with no warning. It's a first strike and you're busted deal. We'll talk about that and possible changes coming to the flags at Mobile Government Plaza. That's on the way as well. Traffic coming up next.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Great ride again across the Bayway from the 1065 split Dolphin Island Parkway all the way out towards Rangeline Road. Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65 looking good. If you're traveling up from Pritchard to Saraland, there's no delays. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale, they've got a great sale on their Mohawk Aero Carpet and 20 mil wear layered engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer cord. Lots of color choices. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boardings. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey and the company 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So you know that's a big national company, right? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. But the local franchisee is my buddy Trey Bennett. And listen to this. This is pretty cool. We had this story, I don't know, a year or two ago about the CEO of all of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, how he makes his determination. They do not just give franchises to anybody because they got to protect the brand and the whole nine. So obviously they go through the your ability to do business, you know, your business model, your plan and all that. But part of it, too, the CEO judges people on whether he'd want to hang out with them and grill in the backyard and have a beer. I think that's kind of, I'm paraphrasing what the guy said, but.
That's the kind of organization that not only would I want to work for, but I'd want to come work at
right.
my house.
I love that. I love that as part of how they decide who gets the franchise. This guy says, okay, all these other things, once we get those checked off, I want to make sure it's the kind of people that you'd want to invite over to your house, let them in the backyard, hanging out, you know, grilling, drinking a beer. So that means something to me, means something to Dalton. We understand, probably you understand what that means as well. Trey does great work, been doing it for 12 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. Basically, the formula is this. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be a storage unit. It could be a swing set. could be above ground pool, could be boxes in a in your attic. You might have at one point had a guest room in your home that's turned into a junk room. We're not here to judge. We're here to get rid of the junk. So do this. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, make an appointment, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll make a time you agree on a specific day, specific time. They'll show up, quote your price. If you say yes, Trey and the crew gets to work and gets it done. That's how it works. And it's good people. My buddy Trey, make sure you check him out today. All right, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And they are also the sponsors of the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. You can check out at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. While you're there, too, three big things, top news stories of the day. The virus is taking stronger hold in the U.S. and other populated countries. We talked about those numbers earlier. Also, five tornadoes touching down between southeast Mississippi and southwest Alabama during Wednesday's severe weather event. They were EF0 or EF1s, still enough to bring some trees down, move some roofs, do some damage to some mobile homes, but not the heavy duty, thank goodness, tornadoes out there. And then this story from our news partners at WKRG, Mobile police to begin enforcing curfew for minors. MPD will begin enforcing the city's new downtown curfew for minors tonight. Okay, so here it is. Curfew is set from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the entertainment district, so that the LODA zone, right? Mm-hmm. The entertainment, and it applies this way. Minors who are 17 and under, this starts tonight, goes until the end of the summer. Entertainment District covers a good portion of downtown Mobile, from Dolphin Street and Cathedral Square to Mobile River and Mardi Gras Park. Mobile police say they will be strictly enforcing the new curfew, and there will be no warning for the first violation of the curfew. You know, a lot of times they do this, and there'll be a warning, and there'll be a this and that. At least according to MPD, no warning. In other words, if you're a minor and you're in downtown after 10 o'clock and before 5 a.m., they catch you, you're busted.
It's going to cost you money, or your parents.
There
money.
You go. And then if it was anything like it was in my home, you will have to pay them back 2-1.
Yeah.
It's a little disincentive there. So they said actually, here's how it works. Mobile police say they'll be strictly enforcing the new curfew. There'll be no warning for the first violation of the curfew. Instead, the minor's parents will have to pay a $100 fine for the first violation if their child is out in the district after hours. Parents can face up to a $500 fine for the second violation. Police say if a minor commits an offense or he or she is in a public place during the curfew hours, the parents or guardians also commit the offense. Woo! Wow.
Trouble at home after that.
Of course, I look into this, and what if the kid, goes out through the bathroom window kind of thing, but they're saying that in this case, they catch the minor down the entertainment district between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Not only is the minor guilty, the parent is guilty as well and finable. According to the police department, they're enforcing the curfew to prevent juvenile-related crime and violence, saying there's less of a chance to commit a crime or be a victim if minors are home during the nighttime hours. Well, that makes sense. So there you go. No excuses. You heard it here. Starts tonight. Kids, get your butt out of downtown. All right, 6:45. We got headlines coming up from WKRG and Sports with Dalton, all straight ahead.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's superintendent of education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage. coverage you can count on.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We'll start with actual live sports before getting into the politics of sports. On the PGA Tour yesterday, Mackenzie Hughes shot a career-low 60 to take the lead at the Travelers Championship. Hughes missed a 40-foot birdie putt on the final hole that would have made him the 12th player in PGA history to shoot a sub-60 round. His low round one score gave Hughes a three-shot lead over Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland, who each shot a 63. Phil Mickelson was one of six players to shoot a 64. He sits four shots off the lead. Round two started this morning at 5:45, and it'll air on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 2. 4 days after NASCAR announced that a noose had been found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega, creating a media firestorm, the association finally released an up-close image of the rope and the knot in question. An FBI investigation determined that a hate crime had not been committed in relation to the noose, said that it had been in the stall since the NASCAR series visited Talladega last October. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said that the organization continued its investigation of the incident after the conclusion of the FBI investigation. Phelps said that sweeps of every track in the Cup Series were conducted as part of the NASCAR investigation.
NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all the garage areas across where the tracks were erased. So across those 29 tracks and 1,684 garage stalls, we found only 11 total that had a pull-down rope tied in a knot, and only one noose, the one discovered on Sunday in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Phelps added that NASCAR's first reaction was to protect Wallace.
In hindsight, I should have used the word alleged in our statement.
After the FBI determined that there was no hate crime involved with the noose, Wallace and NASCAR were criticized on social media, with some suggesting that the incident was staged for publicity purposes.
Bubba Wallace and the 43 team had nothing to do with this. Bubba Wallace has done nothing but represent this sport with courage, class, and dignity.
Phelps said security around Wallace would be increased for this weekend's two Cup Series races at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. The University of Alabama football team released a video on Thursday speaking out against racism and ending with the message that, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Head coach Nick Saban and a number of other prominent players appeared in the video. It was written by Tide left tackle Alex Leatherwood. Here's a supercut of the nearly two-minute-long video.
We are a team, black, white, brown.
Together, we are a family. We are brothers.
We represent ourselves, our families, our hometowns,
our university,
and our country.
We can't be silent. We must speak up for our brothers and sisters, for our sons and daughters.
Unite.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
The video was released yesterday afternoon on the team's social media accounts, and it was quickly shared thousands of times. And in NBA news, Atlanta Hawks guard Vince Carter officially announced his retirement after 22 years in the league. The 43-year-old made the announcement on his own podcast yesterday, winging it with Vince Carter. Carter initially announced last year, when he signed a one-year deal with Atlanta, that this would be his final season in the NBA. Considered one of the greatest dunkers of all time, the eight-time All-Star is 19th in NBA history in scoring. He was the league's Rookie of the Year in 1999, played for eight different teams, most notably with the Toronto Raptors and Brooklyn Nets. Earlier this year, Carter made NBA history when he became the first NBA player to appear in at least one game in four different decades. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, we've had a good start coming in from Baldwin County. Again, across the Bayway and the Causeway to the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Light traffic for now. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are checking and clear. Got heavier traffic from Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65 as well. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up next hour, the weekend weather scale from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll get you ready for the weekend ahead. Hey, by the way, a couple of just quick notes here. Number one, I had the story yesterday. Didn't get a chance to get to it, but yesterday, Chuck E. Cheese filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, man.
Remember we talked about Charles Entertainment Cheese in the past?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese filing for bankruptcy. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, imagine, if I'm going to say something, I have somebody calling me in an angry way. But if there was a place, if I had to be in charge of state government, local government, and they said, all right, we're going to fight this pandemic, what's the first place you shut down? It would probably be those kind of places.
Yeah.
The ball, where you swim in all those little plastic balls, mm-hmm. or ski ball or touch. I said, obviously that hit Chuck E. Cheese. They filed for bankruptcy. That's on the list. We'll get to next hour. Plus, Dixie Chicks announcing they've changed their name from Dixie Chicks to The Chicks.
The Chicks.
Yeah. Which I think, wait for the Chicks to get offended by this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Chicks, are you offended by being called Chicks?
Yeah, and they changed the name, just like Lady Antebellum, who changed their name to Lady A, changed their name without looking out there to see if anyone else had the new name. And both Lady Antebellum, who are now Lady A, mm-hmm. and Dixie Chicks, who are now The Chicks, there were already artists with those names.
Yes, but the New Zealand group The Chicks has given the Dixie, that used to be known as Dixie Chicks, the rights to use the name here stateside, mm-hmm. so they're yeah. good. And then another name change here for Dixie.
Mm-hmm. Winn-Dixie, the grocery stores that I'm sure many of you have been inside
yes.
of. I've shopped at Winn-Dixie plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering how long it would be before they had to come out with a statement, but yesterday a Winn-Dixie spokesperson talked with TMZ. They said, at Southeastern Grocers, we are committed to cultivating an inclusive culture and community that promotes belonging, inclusion, and diversity. As such, we stand against racism and support the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement across our country. While our Winn-Dixie banner has proudly served our communities for nearly 100 years, many things have changed during that time. We've always been and will continue to be responsive to the needs and concerns expressed by the communities we serve. So not out and out saying that they're going to change the name, but it appears that could be on the horizon. They became named Winn-Dixie back in 1955. Winn and Lovitz purchased 117 Dixie home stores. And that's when they became Winn-Dixie.
What year was that?
Dixie, 1955.
Huh.
That they purchased the Dixie home stores.
I was about to say, because I've never known it as anything other than Winn-Dixie.
No, me neither. And that's obviously a popular grocery store all across the South, which, and with Dixie, I guess, now being problematic, the word Dixie, they're thinking about changing the name.
Yeah, the word Dixie, of course, it went to mean the southern states, but it started for the way they talked about a $10 note. The French would call it Dix or 10. And it was issued by, I think it's out of the Bank of New Orleans or somewhere. I think Bank of New Orleans issued that note back then. So the French would say it was a $10 note. So Dix.
I had no idea.
Dixie. I got to change that too, I guess. 657 FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two of Mobile Morning. Straight ahead. News is next.